said, I'd like to dedicate today's shir as a schus for refuah shlema for Leah Rochel bas Etel Brocha Pnina. She should have refuah shlema b'sof shar chol Yisrael. The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis is trying to figure out how many of the Avos Nezikin there really are. Tan of the Mishnah had counted 4 Avos Nezikin. Rav Oshia and the Braisa counted 13. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Chia, who found 24. The Gemara is trying to figure out why didn't Rav Oshia count the 24? Why didn't he count the extra 11? The Gemara basically says, "B'mamono kamari, b'knasa lo kamari." Rav Oshia's avos nezikin are only chiyuvei mama, they're not chiyuvei knas, and all the extra are all knasas, they're all chiyuvei knas. And then the Gemara tries to figure out, is that really true? First, it asks that Ganav and Gazlan is mama, and it's not knas. Because Ganav and Gazlan is talking about Tashlume Karen. Karen Bepshuto is really Mammon. It's not a Chiyuv Knas. So the Gemara says in a Chanami, but it's included within Shoma Chinam, so therefore it doesn't have to be mentioned. And then the Gemara can say there on Daf Hey, it asks from the other Avos Nezikin to try to figure out, are they Knasos? So are they Mammon? Should they be included in the list or they should not be included in the list? That's where the Gemara picks up on Daf Hey and Av. Let's all look at the Gemara. Edom Zomim de Mamona who listening. The Chia counts Edom Zomim as part of the Avos Nezikin. So the question is, why doesn't Rav Oshia count it as well? It's a Chia of Mammon. Savala Kereb Yakiva Damar and Mishal Menat Yatsma. Rav Gemara, no. Rav Oshia holds like Rav Yakiva that Edom Zomim are not Mishal Menat Yatsman. It means that it's a Knas. The basic difference between Knas and Mammon is that Moda B'Knas is part of Moda B'Mammon is Chayiv. So if he holds that Moda B'Knas is part of the Moda B'Edom Zomim, if the Edom Zomim admit that they were Edom Zomim, we're going to have to understand what that case is. It's a big machlokes we showed him. What does it mean that the Mishalim al Piatzma? But if he holds that Mishalim al Piatzma, it means he holds that Edom Zomim is a Chi of Knas. If it's a Chi of Knas, then we understand that it's not included within the list. That's the basic Gemara. Seems like a pretty simple Gemara, but there's a lot here. Rabbi Akiva holds that Mishalim al Piatzma, that Edom Zomim can't be moda to the chayiv of hazam, that the fact that they're chayiv to pay. He holds that it's a knas. Why is it a knas? Why is Edom Zomim a knas? The Gemara in Makkos fills us in. Gemara in Makkos on the Beis on the Beis, it quotes Rabbi Akiva's din. Gemara says that they were dalad dvar nemru be'edim zomim, and the last thing they say mishum Rebbe Akiva amru afe mishalman al piyatsna. So what does that mean? My time of the Rebbe Akiva affect the Gemara because saber knasu knas mishalman al piyatsna. So that's the Gemara. Rebbe Akiva holds it's a knas, and that's why they are not mishalman al piyatsna. Why? Amarabba teida sharilo asu ma'isa v'neroganu mishalman. So Rabba says why is it a knas? He says I'll prove it to you. Sharilo asu ma'isa the edim zomim don't accomplish anything. The chayiv mishum kasha zaman, the chayiv for what they wanted to do. They were lo asu ma'isa. Teda says Rashi, the knasahu, shari ha-me'ida b'nefesh, lo-horgu adam, v'lo nerag adam al-piyam. Nothing happened. They didn't kill anyone. No one was killed al-piyam. V'neragun ha-misham in mammon, and they get killed and they pay money. They don't get both. They're not both killed and pay money. He's talking about two different cases. If they wanted to be mechayiv someone misa, so then they're going to get killed. They want to be mechayiv someone mammon, then they'll have to pay money. They're not going to get both. Come live with the rabbi, Minev. If we're going to kill them, we're not going to be mechayev them money. Rashi is talking about two different cases. Amar Rav Nachman, Teida, Shari Mammon Biyad Baila Mishalman. Rav Nachman adds to Rabbi, he says, Teida, Mammon is Biyad Baila, and then Mishalim. So, my new law, so my son, I know the rabbi, affected Gemara, but that's the same as what Rabbi says. Rabbi says that the Edom Zomim didn't accomplish anything, and yet they pay, and that's why it's a knas. So, Eima v'chein amar Rav Nachman. So, just say v'chein amar Rav Nachman says the Zelba story, the same story as Rabba. That basically the Edom Zomim, Rabbi Akiva holds Edom Zomim knasahu. Why? Because they're not also ma'isa. They didn't accomplish anything. The moment is still biyad habayim. They tried to be mechayev the person money, but they weren't successful. So that's why it's called a knas. What does that mean? So the only time that Edom Zomim is considered a chi of knas is if they weren't successful. Let's say they were successful. We talked about yesterday. We showed and discussed by mammon do we say kasher zomim or lo kasher asa? Let's say the nidom was mishalim al piyam. So there are a group of Rishonim that say that even if the Nidan was Mishalim al Piyim, they still are Chayiv. The whole din of Kashazon lo Kashuas doesn't apply to a moment. Either it's Efshe b'chazara, so it's not called Kasharasa. They were Machayiv the Nidan al Piyim, but we view it as Kashazon because Efshe b'chazara could go back. Or Onshim and Adin by Maman, so the Chayiv for the Kasharasa. Chayiv for the Kasharasa, the Chayiv for the Kal v'chomer. If we can do even Kasher Zama, we can punish them even for wanting to be Machayev the Nidon, and certainly we can punish them if they were successful. So what does the Gemara Makas mean? Rabbi Akiva holds that the Chiv Edom Zama is a Chiv Knas because they were low Asumaisa. There are cases where Asumaisa. Do you say in such a case the Chiv Edom Zama is Maman, then they can be Mishalim Al Piyatzma? So comes the Ramban and Makas and says, no, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant the fact that there's the potential to be Mechayev the Edom Zomim, even if lo asu maisa, that implies that the Chiyev is always the Knas. So even if Shilmu al Piyam, even if the Nidon was Meshalim al Piyam, it still is the Chiyev Knas, because the nature of the Chiyev Edom Zomim is always the Knas. That's how the Ramban elaborates, extends the Gemara in Makas. That's how we explain it to the Gemara. Lav lemeimer shim sholmu should be in shilem. Right? If the need don't pay, lav lemeimer shim shilem ena meshalmin elalom meshalav bishalosh shilem meshalmin. It doesn't mean sholmu. It doesn't mean that it's not a plural. It's if the need don't pay. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that if the need don't pay, so then the edim zomim can't pay al piatzman. Then it's not a knas. Then it's mamon. No, even if shilem. Right? The whole point is that even if lo shilem the mishalim, but taka it's true. And achanami, it's true even if shilem. But the chiddush is that even if lo shalma they can be mishalmin, the fact that they can be mishalim, even if lo shilem, even if the nidam didn't pay, the edom zom are going to pay, the chayiv for kasha zom, the chayiv even if they're only zom mulasos, even if they only try to be mechayiv the nidam, so that implies that it's a chayiv knas. Because they weren't mazikim, they didn't force him to pay anything, and yet they're paying, so that shows that it's a knas. Miu kevan shalosh shilei mishalmin knas havi laolam ve mishalmin api atzmam kloma shim amru huzamnu bebezdin poni e mishalmin. If they admitted that they were huzmu, we'll get to that case. They're not going to be mishalim. Avobisha shilim alpiyim. Even if the nidam was taka mishalim, it doesn't matter. Since there's the possibility that the edom zomim are not going to, that the edom zomim are paying, even if the nidam didn't pay. Since the edom zomim are going to pay, even if the nidam didn't pay, so that proves that the chiyav edom zomim is a chiyav knas. So even if the hechetimtza is where the nidam actually paid, he was shilim alpiyim. It doesn't matter. The nature of the chiyav of edom zomim is a chiyav kasher zomim. A chiyav kasher zaman. So that's why it's a chiyav knas. How is the Ramban learning? Think about it. How's the Ramban learning in the machlokes riva and the Tosfos? Avi, did you have your hand on?
Like the riva,
exactly. Nochamo. The Tosfos said 2 days. What happens if the nidam taka paid? So the Edom Zomim, according to Tosis, the Edom Zomim still have to pay. Why is that? Are they paying because of the Kal v'chomer? Are they paying because of Kasher Osa? Are they paying because of Kasher Zama? Comes the Riva and says, no, they're really paying because of Kasher Zama. Since it's Efshe v'chazara, they're paying midin Kasher Zama. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that even if the Nidon paid, the Edom Zomim, the Chiv of the Edom Zomim is really only a Knas. Why? But then they're paying Kamasha Hiziku, so why shouldn't you consider it a Chiyav Maman? It sounds a little bit that the Ramban is saying, no, the Chiyav is Kasha Zaman. The Chiyav is always what they wanted to do. The nature of the Chiyav is, since they can be Chayav to pay, even if they weren't successful, even if the Nidon did not pay our PM, so that proves to you that the Chiyav of the Edom Zomim always is a Chiyav Kasha Zaman. It's a Chiyav Zomim Ulasas. It's a Chiyav for what they wanted to do. It's a chiyah for what they wanted to do. That's not a chiyah of mamon, that's a chiyah of chas. It's l'chora what the Ramban is saying. What do the Chachamim hold? Rebbe Akiva holds that Edom Zomim Knosahu. The Chachamim hold it's a chiyah of mamon. Why? But if the Edom Zomim can be chayav to pay even if lo asu maisa, even if they weren't mechayav the nidam, they weren't successful, and the nidam didn't pay al piyam, So if the Eidim Zom can be chayv even in such a case, how can the Chachamim say that the Chiv Eidim Zom is a Chiv Mamon? It's Doch Pilei Ply. How can that be? So Rashi here in Bava Kamma tries to help us out a little bit. The question is, does he do a good job? Let's read the Rashi and figure out what Rashi is saying. Eidim Zom de Mamonahu, the Kol HaMashalim Yosra HaMashi Yizik, Yidon Kepa, V'tashlumi Abba V'chamisha Kari Knas, Kid L'kaman Ba'ach Pirkin. What's the yisod? When you want to define something as a chiyuv knas or a chiyuv mamon, it's money either way. But the question is it viewed as a knas? Is it viewed as a fine, a payment of a fine, or is it a monetary obligation? It's a monetary payment. It's not viewed as a knas. What's the difference? How do I define something as a knas? Zok Rashi, whenever you pay more than mashi hizik, it's always considered a knas. Like a ganav steals. He pays kefil, he pays double. So kefil is more than mashi hizik. Talib Behe is certainly more than mashi hizik. It says Rashi, these are classical examples of knosis, because you're paying more than what he was mazik. It's more than what he's mazik. You can't call it a chiyav mamon. A chiyav mamon means it's commensurate to what the person did. If someone borrows $100, he has to pay back $100. So it's commensurate. That's a chiyav mamon. If someone's mazik someone else, someone breaks the windows, he has to pay for the windows. If it's commensurate to the damage that he caused, commensurate to the amount that he took from someone else, that's a chiyav mamon, it's not a chiyav knas. But if it's more than it has to be a chiyav knas. We could go called over kotzav ha'omer ba'torek in ha'chamishim shal onus in l'fatu v'ner shemotzi shemer. Says Rashi, there are situations where it's hard to know how much is kamasha hizik. Someone's motzi shemer against a woman. So we don't know whether it's kamasha hizik. Maybe it's taka less than masha hizik. How do you know that it's more than masha hizik? So Rashi has another criterion. He says if it's a davar hakotzav v'torek, if there's a set amount that the Torah has, not dependent on the individual that you did the ma'isa to, that also shows that it's a knas. Because it's a standard fee. The standard fee is always a fine. It's not mamon. Mamon should be relative. It should change based on the person, based on how much you took. But if it's a standard amount, that implies that it's a knas. Kulu avi knas. These are knases. Onus v'fata motzi shemra avu midi achrina mamon. Says Rashi, but anything else is mamon, it's not knas. So Rashi defines that any time that you pay yosem imasha hizik, that's always called a knas. So the pella is, how can the chachamim the Rebbe Akiva hold that Edom Zomim is mamon? Aren't you paying more than masha hizik? Aren't you paying more than masha hizik? Rebbe Akiva's right. Gemara Makas is right. If lo asu maisa, there's the potential that the Edom Zomim are chayiv to pay even if they didn't accomplish anything. So how can the Chachamim hold that it's mamon? Is that possible? It's really pilei ploy. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kash and makas. They're on the Gemara and the Avbezim and Beis. The Pnei Yeshua is this kash. Rabbi Akiva is so posh that we don't understand the Chachamim shita. How can the Chachamim, and Mestama, we pass like the Chachamim? Yochid, v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Some we should pass like the Chachamim, but yet we don't understand what's the svar of the Chachamim. Why should we say that Edom Zomim mamonu? So someone to suggest maybe the answer is very simple. It's a chiddush, but maybe it's very simple that the Edom Zomim, even though they're paying more than Masha Hizik, but the halacha of Edom Zomim is that since they were Zomim Ulasa, since they tried to Mechayev the Nidon, we treat it as if they were Mazikim. That's the whole chiddush. Nochem wanted to say this, that the chiddush of Edom Zomim is that even though lo Asu Maisa, it's like Asu Maisa. It's like Asu Maisa. It's Xeras HaKasa, that it's as if Asu Maisa, it's as if they were Mazik. They were Zomim Ulasas, but Al-Pidim, we treat it as if there was a Hezek. So if we treat it like there was a Hezek, then we understand it should be Mamon, because it's Kamashi Hiziku. They wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon. Al-Pidim, we treat it, if it's Zomim Ulasas, it's Kamashi Hiziku, it's as if they were Mazik Mamish. So if we treat the Zomma, if we treat the Hazomma like it's a Hezek Mamish, so then the Edom Zomim are paying Kamashi Hiziku, they're paying exactly the amount that they were Mazik Al-Pidim. They weren't mazik mamish, they were mazik al-pidim, but it looks like they're paying kemashi yizik, or they're paying according to the amount that they were mazik. So I thought maybe a raya to this is from the Gemara and Daf Heyam and Aleph a little bit later on. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about motzi shemra. Why should we count motzi shemra in the avos nezikin? If you say b'dibur alo kamari, there's a whole discussion whether we include things of dibur. If you say b'dibura lo kamari, and we're not talking about issues of dibur, so since Edom Zomim is dibura, Dibura, so then it shouldn't be in the list. Gemara, the first one line is Edom. About 10-15 lines up. Edom Zomim Dibura the Lesbe Maisa, Uktani. Edom Zomim is a Dibura the Lesbe Maisa. There's no Maisa involved in the Edom Zomim yet. We count it as part of the Avos Nezikin. So Zokta Gemara, Hosam Afal Gab the Lesbe Maisa, Rachmana Kariya Maisa. The Siva Svasizan Lo Kasher Zomim Lasos Leochiv. Even though Edom Zomim is a Dibur the Lesbe Maisa, but the Torah calls it a Maisa. Because it says, Vasisim lo kasher zomam lasos. Right? The Edom Zomim was zomam ulasos. So the Torah calls it a Maisa. So since the Torah calls it a Maisa, it's viewed as a Dibur the Lesbe Maisa, so therefore it's part of the list. What's the Gemara saying? That Edom Zomim really is a Dibur the Lesbe Maisa. There is nothing. There is no Maisa that was done. It's lo osu Maisa, like the Gemara in Makkah says. They didn't accomplish anything. So if they didn't accomplish anything, why is it called Dibur the Lesbe Maisa? So the Gemara, it's a gzeras hakosuf lasos that we treat it as though asu maisa. What kind of a strange notion is that? We treat it as though asu maisa, but they didn't do a maisa. That's lechora the pshat that the Gemara is saying that even though it's only zamim ulasos, they only tried to do something. The halacha of kasha zamim is that we treat it as though asu. We treat it as though they were successful. We treat it as though they were mazik. And that's why the Chachamim hold that Edom Zomim is Taka Achiyu of Mammon, because we view it as though it's Kamash Shehiziku.
So is this the same, like similar to the Talmud Rashba yesterday, of why Edom Zomim can be
almost Zika? Not exactly. We're gonna get back to that in a little while. Let's hold on that question, and I'll try to address it a little bit later in the shiur. Yes, Avram.
Wouldn't that be point that idea make it a little bit difficult? To say kasher zomim or lo kasher asa, because we consider kasher zomim as if they did it. How can we say that only if they didn't do it, but we consider it as if they did it, but not if they actually did it?
That's the difference.
Right? But if the din is already that we're considering it that they did it, why not just say if that's they only the, did it
the
din?
No, sure that's the din. Well, the Torah says that even if they only try, then they're going to be chayiv. The whole reason why we're going to be mechayiv the Edom Zomim by kasher asa is based on a kal v'chomer. If they're chayiv, even if only kasher zomim, so certainly if kasher asa, they should be chayiv. But without that kal v'chomer, there's no gzeras hakasa that they should be chayiv b'chlal. The fact that al pidin we look at it as though they, although they were only zomim ulasos, it's as if it's a maisa. That doesn't mean that we should say kasher asa. Kasher asa is a totally different level. That means that even if they accomplish something, they should be chayiv. That's a much bigger chiddush. Here we're saying the chiyuv is that they didn't accomplish anything, but they tried. Al pidin, though, we treat it as though it's a maisa. We treat it as though they accomplished something. L'inyan what? So what? Because it's a dibur de isbe maisa. It's a chiyav moment. It's not viewed as a chiyav kanasa. I think there's a big difference between the two. Yes, Shalom.
If we're basing this on the reading of the pasuk, is it the mother being
not my fault. It's what the Gemara says. Rachmona karye maisis. This is not my addition. I'm just reading the Gemara and I'm applying it. No. What do you want to disagree with? Me? The Gemara? I hope not.
I don't understand why how it works. I think if they had succeeded, that would be maisa.
Right. So you're saying zama mulasa sounds like they tried to do a maisa, but they weren't successful.
Had they been successful, there would be a maisa.
Right, that's the pasuk in the pasuk. So the Gemara somehow. So what could the pasuk have said? Vasisim lo kasher zamamu la'achiv. They could have left out the word lasos. That's apparently what the Gemara is assuming. The fact that it says lasos la'achiv, so that implies that rachmana kariyeh ma'isa. Somehow that's an extra word. The Gemara looks at it as an extra word. That's why it's called Dibur de Isbe Maisa, because we treat it as if the Edom Zomim. The din is that the Edom Zomim are chayiv, not for what they did, for what they wanted to do, but it's treated like a Maisa. It's treated as if they were actually Mazik. This is one approach to explain why the Chachamim could hold that Edom Zomim is a chayiv. The B'chonim Wasserman, Nishirim Tiksubis, and Os Kuf Ches, suggests a different answer based on a fundamental yesod. Edom Zomim Achayef Ezomim Ulasas. What is the nature of the onesh of Kasher Zomim? What is the onesh of Kasher Zomim? Rebbe Chanan says there really are two ways of looking at the onesh of Kasher Zomim. One way is to say that it's a new chiyuv. The Edom Zomim wanted to be Machayef the Nidon, some kind of a chiyuv. They were made Shechem. So they now have a new chiyuv because of the Eidus Sheker that they were made. Anuchi, if they were mechayev, they wanted to be mechayev the nidan, let's talk about mammon, right? They wanted to be mechayev the nidan, let's say $100. They said that Reuven lent money to Shimon. Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven. He owes Reuven $100. So they wanted to be mechayev Shimon $100. So now that we realize it's zama mulasos, that that's what they wanted to do, so now we're mechayev the Edom for their Eidus Sheker. It's a new chiyuv. There was a chiyuv mammon that they wanted to be mechayev the nidon, and now we're mechayev them a new chiyuv based on Eidus Sheker. The question is, how much are we mechayev them? So the shear for the tashlumin is kasher zama. The shear for the tashlumin is based on what they did. Or let's say they wanted to be mechayev the nidon malchus. So we are mechayev them a chiyuv malchus, a new chiyuv malchus. It's a new chiyuv malchus because of the Eidus Sheker. What's the shear of the chiyuv? What's the shear of the onesh? Malchus the same way kasher zomim, since they wanted to be mechayev in malchus, so they get exactly what they wanted to give him. That's one way to look at it. But the onesh of kasher zomim is really a new chiyuv of the eidim. It's a new chiyuv because of the eidim sheker. But the shear is measured based on what they wanted to do to the nidah. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. The chiyuv of kasher zomim is that we take the chiyuv that they wanted to give to the nidon and we superimpose it on the eidim. We roll the chiyuv over from the nidon to the eidim. That's the nature of a chiyuv. It's not that it's a new chiyuv on the eidim, but it's just the shear of the chiyuv is kasher zomim. No, the nature of the chiyuv of kasher zomim is that the chiyuv of the nidon is nisgalgel to the eidim. The exact same chiyuv that was on the nidon, we roll that to the eidim. We superimpose that on the eidim, and that's what we give the eidim. These are the two ways of looking at it. That either kasha zaman is a chiyuv chadash on the eidim, al shehi idu sheker, on the eidu sheker. The shear is kasha zaman. The same way that they wanted to give the nidon, that's what they're going to get. The second way to look at it is that the chiyuv of the nidam is nisgalgel on the eidim. Kashazama means that we take the chiyuv of the nidam and we roll that onto the eidim, we give that to the eidim. It's superimposed. Take that chiyuv and give it to the eidim. Take the din that they wanted to make chal on the nidam and put that din on the eidim. It's the raya that such an approach really exists. I mean, the first approach is much simpler. It's a chiyuv on the eidim. They were made sheker, so they're chayiv because of the eidim sheker, and the shear is kasher zomim lasos. So there are many halachas, there are many different makoros in the Gemara and Makas which seem to imply that the chiyuv kasher zomim is really like the second set. Take, for example, the first Mishnah in Makas. How does Masechta Makas begin? Kate said, "Ha'eidim nasin zomim." The whole thing is a pellet. How do Edom become Zomim? They give you a case where they don't become Zomim. They don't get Kasher Zomim. The Gemara is Kasher. But what does the Mishnah say? That if Edom testifies someone's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, they testify that he's a Cholo, that his father's a Kohen, his father married a Grusha, his father married a Chalutza. So the mother becomes a chalala, the child becomes a chalal. So he can't do avoda. He's nifsal from kahuna. So says the Mishnah, we don't make the Edom Zomim into b'nei grusha b'nei chalutza. Rather, they get malchus harbon. So b'chalal, that's a pellet, because the malchus harbon, they didn't want to be mechayev him malchus, why should they get malchus? The Gemara says, the Gemara Dav Beis Amud Beis says, there's a kosev, it's a special pasuk. Question, how to learn that? What is the chiyuv of malchus? Where does it come from? But it's a pasuk. But the question is, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that these Edom are testifying about this individual, that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So you would have thought I should make the Edom Zomim into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Come Ashmala, no, that there's a pasuk that they get Malkus. Hecha Matzinu Min Onesh Kozeh, where do we find such an Onesh? To turn them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Obviously, we're talking about a situation where they're Kohen, right? If they're Yisraelim, so it's not going to accomplish anything. But even if the Edom are Taka Kohanim, we're not going to turn them into Bnei Grusha Bnei Chalutza. The Gemara says, Vasisim L'Kasher Zomim, Lo V'lo L'Zaro, we can only do to the Edom themselves, but not to their Zera. And It has to be kashas, a full kashas zamam, since they wanted to do to the zera of the nidam, that it has to be done to their zera, but we can't. So therefore, the regular din of kashas zamam doesn't apply. What's the havamina? What's the havamina of the Mishnah? We should make the eidim b'nei gusha b'nei chalutza tachtav. If you hold like the second approach, that the din of kashas zamam is that we take the chiv, we take the din that the eidim zamam wanted to make chal on the nidon, and we apply that to the Edom Zomim, so then there's a mokum for the Havamina. That's what Kasha Zama means. Kasha Zama means whatever they wanted to do to the nidon happens to them. Just take that chiyuv, take that din, and apply it to the Edom Zomim. So if that's the nature of the chiyuv, so then I could hear that maybe such a halacha should apply. It's a strange halacha, but I could hear that it applies. You take the first approach, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, the chara. But there's a chiyav on the Eidim. They were made shekas. Now there's a chiyav. But the shear is kasha zaman. But hecham asinu a shear of kasha zaman. Shear that if they wanted to make him a ben grusha mechalutza, so they become a ben grusha mechalutza. What kind of a shear is that? If the halacha is, take the din of the nidon, apply it to them, so then there's a makom to say, that's the din, so we're gonna roll that din from the nidon onto the eidim. That's the havamina, that they should become b'nei gusha b'chalutza kamash v'la. No, they only get malchus harban. At least the havamina we can better understand according to the second approach. This is one issue that might show that the second approach is correct. What's another issue? Imarin makas and abezim abez. Says Dalad of our Nemer Beidim Zomim, Meinasin Ben Agusha Ben Chalutz, Ein Golan Lori Miklat, Ein Mishal Menas Hakofer, Ve'Einim Karim Be'Eved Ivri. Einim Karim Be'Eved Ivri. The Eidim Zomim are not sold Be'Eved Ivri. What does that mean? That means that if a person steals, V'Nimkar B'Gnevos, a person steals money, he doesn't have money to pay back, so he's Nimkar Be'Eved Ivri. He's sold as an Eved Ivri, and through the Avdus, he'll make back the money, he'll be able to pay. So Zokli Gemara Beizam Beiz Enim Karam Bevediv Sovar Rav Hamnuna Lameimar Hani Milihecha De Islei Levidei De Migo De Iu Lo Mizdavin Inu Nami Lo Mizdavin. Hamnuna thought that maybe Enim Karam Bevediv only means that if the Nidon has money, so since he wouldn't have been sold Bevediv, the Edom can't be sold as Avodim Ivrim either. Aval Hecha De Leslei Levidei Avagav De Islehu Levidhu Mizdavinu. But if the Nidon doesn't have any money, even if the Edom do have money, Famnuna thought that maybe the Edom should be sold. Right? That if the Nidon doesn't have any money, even if the Edom do have money, he thought that maybe the Edom should be sold. So Amalei Rava, Rava asked him, V'lei Mulei, Ant Havaloch Mihava Mizdavnas, Anan Nami Lo Mizdavnina. Why can't the Edom tell the Nidon that if you would have had money, you wouldn't have gotten sold? So we have money, so why should we be sold? Famnuna thought that if the Nidon doesn't have any money, even if the Edom do have money, so then they should be sold by Eved Ivri, because they wanted even Mechayev the Nidon to be sold as an Eved Ivri, so they should get the same chiyuv. So fact Rava, but how can that be? How can that be? Can't the Edom say, look, if you had money, so then you wouldn't have been sold. So since we have money, we shouldn't be sold either. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara interprets differently. I'm going to throw out something else. What's the give and take over here? If the Edom had money, but the Nidon didn't have money, so then they should be sold as Avadim Ivrim. So Rava says, why? Why should they be sold as Avadim Ivrim? What is Rava's kasha? Rava says, V'lei Merlei, shouldn't the Edom be able to say, look, if you had money, you wouldn't have been sold. So since we have money, we shouldn't be sold either. Who cares? Kasha Zama means that the Edom are punished for what they wanted to do to the Nidon. So if the Nidon doesn't have any money, then they should be sold. Who cares that they wouldn't have been sold? We're not talking about them. We're saying if the Nidon didn't have any money, then he would have been sold into slavery. So the Edom wanted to make him be sold as an Eved Ivri, so they should be sold as Avodin Ivrim. Why should it matter that they have money? Shouldn't it all be a function of whether the Nidon has money? What's Rava's Kashi here, Bichlal? If you assume like the second approach, Rava's kasha is gevaldik. Rava's kasha is that if the whole idea of kasha zamim is that we're megalgel the chiyav of the nidon onto the eidim, we take whatever chiyav, whatever din they wanted to apply to the nidon, we apply it to them. So basically what we say is we treat the eidim as if they stole. The chiyav of geneva, the chiyav that they wanted to put onto the nidon that he stole, so we treat it as though they stole. We apply the same chiyuvim. The chiyuv of geneva is that you got to pay for your geneva. And if you don't have money to pay for your geneva, you're nimkar be'eved ivri. So if the yisod of kasha zom is that we take the chiyuv that they wanted to place on the nidon and we put it on them, so then Rav's kasha is taka givaldik kasha. It doesn't matter that you nidon don't have any money, but we have money, and if we have money, we shouldn't be sold the avdus. Just like you wouldn't have been sold as an eved. It's all a function of what the chiyuv. Who is the person? How are we applying that chiyuv? It doesn't matter that we wanted you to be sold. We just put the chiyuv of Geneva on you. The chiyuv of Geneva has different parts to it. If you don't have any money, so then you're going to be sold as an Evan. But if we have money, then apply the chiyuv appropriately for us. The chiyuv for us would not result in being sold as Avod. So it shouldn't matter the nature of the Nidon. It shouldn't matter what money the Nidon has. The key is, do the Edom have money? Because it's not that kashazam means we do to the Edom whatever they wanted to do to the Nidon. It's just the sheer of the punishment is a sheer of kashazam. No, we take the chiv of the Nidon and we magalgal that onto the Edom. So if we roll it onto the Edom, we have to apply it based on who the Edom are, what kind of money the Edom have. Kutaka makes a lot of sense. If the Edom have money, they shouldn't be sold to Edom. So that line of the Gemara makes a lot of sense according to the second approach. Mishnah Nakas also says on this day, a third halacha. The Mishnah says that Ein Ha'idim Zomin Nerogen Atshi Yigomer Adin. Shereatztukin Omer Atshi Yehorek Shnemer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Pasuk says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That sounds like they have to be killed. That Dafka, the Chiv Eidim Zomin is only Kasher Osa, not Kasher Zoma. Omer Lehem Chachamim Valok Farnema Vaisizma Kasher Zom Lasos Lo'ochiv Vahare Ochiv Kayim. The Chachamim say the chiv is kasher zaman. In Kainal Nemer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Yochel Mishosh Shekiblu Edusan Yehargu Tamaloma Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Ha'einon Neherogin Achi Yigomer Hadin. The chiv of kasher zaman is only kasher zaman mulasos, what they wanted to do. It says Nefesh B'Nefesh. What does Nefesh B'Nefesh teach me? Not that they're only chayiv after the Misa of the Nidon, but rather they're only chayiv after the Gemar Din. That there has to be a Gemar Din Lemisa, there has to be a Gemar Din for whatever Chiyav the Nidon is going to get. Then if it turns out that the Eidim Azomim, so then they're going to get the Chiyav of the Nidon. So this is another Chiddush. That the Chiyav Eidim Azomim is not before the Gemar Din, it's only after there's a Gemar Din. What kind of a halach is that? So if you assume that the Chiyav Kasher Azomim is for the Eidim Sheker, what do you need a Gemar Din for? What's the purpose of the Gemar Din? They could say nefesh b'nefesh is it's a kzeres hakasuk. There's nothing I can do. It's a pasuk. Okay, but is there a svar to it? Is there something behind that pasuk? What's the pasuk telling me? If you hold that the nature of kasher zaman is that the edim achayev for the edim sheker, it's just there's a shear in the tashlum and a shear in the onesh, it has to be kasher zaman. So then lechor, you don't need a gemar din for that. The edim were made sheker even before the gemar din. The gemar din makes it real. The gemar din applies the edim sheker, but the edim sheker is there even before. So why should I need a Gemar Din for the Eidim Zomim to have a Chiyav of Kasher Zomim? This might also imply that the Chiyav of Kasher Zomim is really the second pshat. It's like the second approach. The Chiyav of Kasher Zomim is to be Megalgal, the Chiyav of the Nidon, onto the Eidim. So before the Gemar Din, there is no Chiyav on the Nidon. The first thing that has to happen before Kasher Zomim is that a Chiyav on the Nidon has to be created. If there's no Chiyav on the Nidon that's created, then you can't be Megalgal any Chiyav onto the Eidim. So that's what the Gemar Din is necessary. That's what Nefesh B'Nefesh really is teaching me. Nefesh B'Nefesh is saying we have to create a Chiyav on the Nidon, and then that Chiyav on the Nidon, Midin Kasher Zomim, is going to be Nesgalgal onto the Eidim. But if we haven't created a Chiyav on the Nidon, there's nothing to roll onto the Eidim. There's not going to be a Chiyav Kasher Zomim. According to the second approach, it's very beautiful. It really fits in very nicely why it's necessary to have a Gemar Din in order to be Mechayav the Midin Kasher Zomim. Rabbi Chanan suggests that maybe based on this we can explain the Shita of the Chachamim as well. What does it mean that Eidim Zomim is a Chiyav Mammon? Why should it be a Chiyav Mammon and not a Chiyav Knas? So he says, first of all, if the Edom Zomim wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon Mama, right? Let's say they wanted to be Mechayev him money because they say he borrowed money or he was Mazik someone. Any Chiyav Mama, not a Chiyav Kas. If they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, a Chiyav Mama, and based on the second approach, it's obvious that the Chiyav of the Edom Zomim has to be a Chiyav Mama too. Because we're going to be Megalgel exactly the same Chiyav as the Nidon onto the Edom. So if they want to be Mechayev him Mammon, so clearly their Chiyav is going to be a Chiyav Mammon as well. But even if they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon Knas, well, let's say they said that he was Mefata someone, Ma'ane someone, Motzi Shemra, he stole Begneva, he's Chayev Kefel, he stole a Shavach Hamor, Tavach Ulmach, he's Chayev Dal Behem. They want to be Mechayev him a Knas. But even in such a case, the Chiyav of the Edom Zomim is only going to be a Chiyav Mammon. Because since the Edom Zomim only have a Chiyav of Kasher Zomim after the Gemar Din, once there's a Gemar Din, so that Chiyav Knas turns into Mammon. It's Nefach into Mammon, meaning now what he has to pay is money. Maybe the Chiyav started as a Chiyav Knas, but once there's a Gemar Din that he's Chayav, and Bezdin now turns to him and says, pay the money, so that Chiyav Knas turns into a Chiyav Mammon. So the chiyuv that we're gonna give to the Edom, the chiyuv that we're gonna give to the Edom, since it's after the Gemar Din, even the chiyuv on the Nidon translated into a chiyuv mamon. The chiyuv on the Nidon starts as a chiyuv knas, but once there's the Gemar Din that he's chayev to pay, and Bezdin says seitenlo, Bezdin says give it to him, Bezdin paskins that he's chayev to give the money, so that chiyuv knas turns into a chiyuv mamon. So if it turns into a Chiyav Mammon, that's the Chiyav that we're going to apply to the Edom Zomim. So their Chiyav should be a Chiyav Mammon as well. If we say that the Chiyav for the Edom Zomim is a Chiyav Kasher Zomim, it's a Chiyav for the Edus Sheker, it's a new Chiyav. The Shir is Kasher Zomim. So since they only were Kasher Zomim, they only tried to do something, they were not Mechayev him anything. So how can you call that a Chiyav Mammon? It's more than Masha Hizik, it should be a Chiyav Knas. But if the Pshat is that we're applying to the Edom, the chiyav of the nidon. So if his chiyav were a chiyav mammon, so then of course the chiyav is a chiyav. But even if the chiyav of the nidon is a chiyav knas, but after the gemar din, it turns into a chiyav mammon. Now that he has to pay, it turns into a chiyav mammon. Since the edom zomim can't become chayav until the gemar din, so every chiyav knas after the gemar din really turns into a chiyav mammon. So once it turns into a chiyav mammon, we're going to be megalgal that chiyav onto the edom zomim. Their chiyav is going to be a chiyav mammon. Questions? Okay. Yes, Shin.
Is it possible that according to the second understanding of Ohana that we can say, that can explain the reason for Kasher Zomim below Kasher also? Because let's say by a case of Miso, if they were actually Machayev by Miso and he died, there's no din to be Miskalgal anymore because it's already been carried out.
Galdik! I think some say that. I forget. Rebbe Chanan himself might say that. Forget where, but yes, that's a definite possibility. That just like we need the Gemar Din to create the Chiyav for the Edom Zomim, because without a Chiyav on the Nidon, we can't transfer a Chiyav to the Edom, so too, once the Chiyav is dead, or to say better, once the Chiyav is gone, because it's been actualized, then there's no Chiyav to roll onto the Edom. Yes, that could also depend on that yourself. So now let's look at the Rishonim on the Sugya and see how they learned. So we have a few approaches of the Achronim here as to why the Chachamim hold that the Chiyav Edom Zomim is the Chiyav Mammon, not the Chiyav Knas. So what did the Rishonim say? Rashi didn't really explain the Chachamim. He just set up the Yesod, what's called the Chiyav Knas, what's the Chiyav Mammon. So who Taka takes a stand on this, why the Chachamim hold it's the Chiyav Mammon? The Rashba. The Rashba is a Kari. So let's look at the Rashba, the backdrop that we've developed, try to understand what he's saying. The Rashba said, "Edom Zomim de Mamona who listen." Why is Edom Zomim Mamona? Zot the Rashba, "Afilu lo shilim parina lehu Mamona, mishum da'asu laf suda Mamona." Even if lo shilim, we call it Mamona, we call it a chiyav Mamon, because asu laf suda Mamona, they wanted to be mafsid the nidon Mamon. What's the Rashba talking about? They wanted to be mafsid mammon from the nidon, so therefore we call it a chiyav mammon for them, but they weren't successful. So if they weren't successful, they're paying more than mashi yizikus, so it should be a knas. I mean, he starts you off, but he's fooling us. The Rashba's fooling us. He left out the ikar. So what did they, that they wanted to be Mishalim? They wanted to force him to pay. They come lafsuda mammon, so therefore it's called a chiyuv mammon. Why is it called a chiyuv mammon? They weren't successful, so what's the reason it should be called a chiyuv mammon? What do you think the Rashba is saying? I think there are two possibilities over here. What's the Rashba saying? So one way to look at it, Eitan, well, what's... So one way to look at the Rashba is that Kasher Zama makes it into a Maisa. Lasos is Xeris HaKasa, that we treat the Edim, we treat the Hazama of the Edim, we treat the Zmama of the Edim, if you will, the fact that they wanted to be Mechayev the Nidon, we treat that like a Maisa, as if they were Mazik. They come to be Mafsi Mammon, thus meant that since they came to be Mafsi Mammon, even if they weren't successful, we treat it like they were Mamish Mazikim. So we treat it like they were Mazikim, so then it's a Chiyuv Mammon, it's not a Chiyuv Knas. It's one way to look at the Rashba. But it is taka interesting. The Losh of the Rashba is not they come to be mafsid him. He says, Ba'u lafsuda mamona. They wanted to be mafsid him mamon. What does that mean? So you could say, like the second approach, Rav Chana, right? That the Edom wanted to be mafsid mamon from the Nidah. Either because the chiyuv that they wanted to be machayev him is a chiyuv mamon, or even if it's not a chiyuv mamon, the fact is, since they can only become Edom Zomim after the Gemar Din, the chiyuv of the Nidon right now, right, when there is a hazama, the chiyuv of the Nidon is a chiyuv mamon. So since they wanted to be machayev him mamon, that's why their chiyuv is a chiyuv mamon. Not that there's a xeris akosu that we treat it like a maisa, we treat it as if they were mazik mamish. No, it's better than that. Instead, if the chiyuv of the Edom Zomim is like a gilgul of the chiyuv of the Nidon, since the chiyuv of the Nidon after the Gemar Din turns into a chiyuv mamon, so then their chiyuv is going to be a chiyuv mamon as well. Maybe that's talk of what the Rashba had in mind. But it's interesting, the Rashba then goes on to quote Tosfos. He quotes the 2 days in Tosfos on Dav Daled Amud Beis. Miui says in Tosfos, they quote the Riva, they quote the Ri. What do the Riva and the Ri say? Riva says that even if Shilmu Alpia, even if the Nidon was Mishalim Alpi the Edim are going to be chayiv as well. It's Efshe b'chazara. So by Mamon, we're not going to say kasher zama lo kasher asa. On Shemin Adin, says the Ri. So by Mamon, we're not going to say kasher zama lo kasher asa. So therefore it's poshut. You can say that the Edim Zomim, the Chiv Edim Zomim is a Chiv Mamon, because they were actually mechayiv. They were mazik. They were mazikim. Because he paid. He actually paid Alpiyam, so if he paid Alpiyam, then there was a real hezek, so then we can understand that the Chiyuv Edom Zomim is going to be a Chiyuv Mamon. Very interesting, very interesting. The Rashba quotes Tosfos in this context, Daf Hey. Right here, the Gemara is trying to figure out whether the Chiyuv Edom Zomim is a Chiyuv Knas or a Chiyuv Mamon. Our version of the Tosfos is not on Daf Hey. Our version of the Tosfos is on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we mentioned the Shita Mekubetzes quotes from the Rosh. Why does Tosfos quote these 2 days? This really belongs in Makkos. He's talking about whether Kasher Zama lo Kasher Asa applies to Mamon, it doesn't apply to Mamon. What's it doing over here in Bava Kama Bechlal? So the Rosh says, no. We're trying to figure out why are Edom Zama mentioned as part of the Avos Nezikin? They weren't Mazik. Since they weren't Mazik, they can't be a category of Mazik. So come the Riva and the Ri, and they say, no, they were Mazik, because by Mamon, you can have a Din of Edom Zomim, even if Kasher Asa, even if they accomplish something. So the Chahai Gavna, if they accomplished something, then they were Mazik, so they can be part of the Avos Nezikin. So that's the Rosh. The Rosh understood that the Riva and the Ri are trying to answer that Kash. Why are Edom Zomim part of the list of the Avos Nezikin? The Rashba is not learning the Riva and the Ri. He had a different version of the Riva and the Ri. Or maybe the Riva and the Ri just made their statement that all the Rishonim are trying to figure out what's their statement going on. What are they trying to explain for us here in Bava Kama? Comes the Rashba and says, no, what the Riva and the Ri are trying to explain is not that they're part of the list of the Avos Nezikin. They're trying to explain the Havamin of the Gemara that Edom Zomim is a Chiyuv Mamon and not a Chiyuv Knas. Why should it be a Chiyuv Mamon? They're paying more than what they were Mazik because they were Zomim Ulasis, but they didn't accomplish anything. So come the Riva and the Ri and they say, no, they did accomplish something because by Mamon you can have Kasher Asa. So in a situation where they did accomplish something, then it's Taka Achiyav Mamon. And to that the Rashba says, no, even if lo shilem al piyam, it's still Achiyav Mamon, because bo lafsuda mamona. Right? That's the Rashba saying, right? that even if they weren't successful, it's still only a chiyuv mamon. It still is a chiyuv mamon because they wanted to be mechayiv mamon. Right? So either we treat it up yidin as though it was a ma'isa, they were successful, we treat it like they were mazik, or since the chiyuv of the nidon is already a chiyuv mamon after the gemar din, so that's nisgalgal to the edim. That's the Rashba. That the approaches of the Riva, the Riva, are not necessary to explain why the Chiyav Edom Zom is a Chiyav Mammon. I can give you a different reason. If they wanted to be Mafsir Mammon, that's the reason why it's Taka Chiyav Mammon. It's fascinating that these 2 days in Tosis made waves in the Rishonim. They made comments. They talk about, is there a Din Kasher Zom V'lo Kasher Osa by Mammon? Why not? Why yes? Right? But the question is, what are they going on? What issue are they trying to address? Machlokas or Rishonim, what they're trying to address? Either they're trying to figure out why Edom Zom are part of the list of the Avos Nezikin, or they're trying to address why the Chiyuv Edom Zom is a Chiyuv Mammon and not a Chiyuv Knas. Yes?
This isn't necessary for why we're here, but I think the Rashba, when he's quoting the Riva, he points out that he says that it's not Kasher Zom and not Kasher Osa.
That's exactly what we said. No, it's not kasher zama v'lo kasher asa, since it's biyado lahachzir, it's still kasher zama. Isn't that what he's saying? It's not kasher asa. There's no problem of kasher zama v'lo kasher asa, because it's not kasher zama v'lo kasher asa. It's kasher zama. Because kasher zama, it's still okay. It comes out very interesting. It's one of the Talmidim mentioned in the Seder that the Talmud HaRashba and the Rashba really are saying the same thing over here. So interesting. Rebbe and Talmud both made the same statement, right? Since the Edom Zom are coming to be mafsid the person, so therefore dot, dot, dot. They're saying the same thing. But the dot, dot, dot is very different. Right? Rebbe and Talmud are thinking alike. They're saying the same thing, but they're not coming to answer the same question. Right? Nachamu. The Talmud HaRashba was trying to answer what kasha. Rabbi Yonason held that even by mamon, we do say kasha zom lo kasha ras. That if the nidon is mishalim al pi eidim zomim, then they're not going to be chayv, right? So the kasha we had was, if you assume that the rule of kasha zom lo kasha ras applies even to mamon, so then how can Edom Zom be part of the Avos Nezikin? They're not accomplishing anything. Right? They're not mazik. Because it only applies if kasher zom. It only applies if they tried and they weren't successful. If they were successful, then the chiyuv doesn't apply to them. This is taka a good kasha. Right? It's a good kasha. Right? How can Edom Zom be part of the Avos Nezikin? It only applies, the whole din only applies if they weren't successful. The Talmud HaRashman says no. Since we're mechayev them for what they wanted to do, we're mechayev them because they wanted to be mazik. So it's true they're not mazikim in the classical sense because they didn't accomplish anything, but they wanted to be mazik. So therefore, we call them mazik. They're part of the avos nezikin because they wanted to be mazik. It's a chiddush, but it's a possibility, right? So that's the he's saying, since they wanted to be mazik, da da da, right? Since they wanted to be mazik, they're part of the Avos Nezika. The Rashba says exactly the same thing, right? Since the Edom wanted to be mafsid mamon, therefore, da da da. But what's the da 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 according to the Rashba? It's not this. It's the same statement, but it's applying it in a totally different context, right? It's that since they wanted to be mechayev him mamon, so therefore the chiv of the Edom Zomim is not a chiv knas, but rather it's a chiv mamon. Okay, it's interesting that the Rebbe and the Talmud made the same statement, but for totally different reasons, to try to answer a totally different kasha. I saw Rav Gusman in his Kuntres HaShiurim says that if you take Rebbe Chonin's pshat, then you can answer Rebbe Yonason in a different way. Right? Again, Yonason holds that the rule of kasha zem lo kasha ras applies even to mamon. That if the Edom brought the nidon to pay mamon, so then we're not going to be mechayev the edim anymore. There's no din of kasher zom anymore. So the kasha is, if there's no din of kasher zom, there's no din of kasher osa, I should say, right? The rule of kasher zom lo kasher osa applies to mamon as well, so then How are the Edom Zalmin part of the Avos Nezikin? The Chiyav is only if they weren't Mazik. What's the answer to that kasha? Gusman wants to say, think about it. If we hold that the Chiyav of Edom Zalmin is that we're Megalgel the Chiyav of the Nidon onto the Edom Zalmin, so then there is a Hechatimtza that they actually should be viewed as a Mazik. What is that? If they testified about the Nidon that he was a Mazik, they testified about the Nidon that he broke someone's window, that he was Mazik, someone else. For the Chiyav Edom Zalmin is that we put a Chiyav of Mazik on the Edom Zalmin. What's a Mazik Chayiv? He's Chayiv based on how much he was Mazik. But if we put the Chiyav of Mazik onto the Edom Zalmin, so then we can call them Mazik. Now, if we look at the Chiyav of Edom Zalmin, that we're Megalgel the Chiyav of the Nidon onto the Edom Zalmin, so then the Chiyav of the Edom Zalmin is a function of what the Mazik, of what the Nidon did. So if the Nidon, if they claim that the Nidon was a Mazik, and that's why he's Chayiv money to the other individual, so then Kasha Zomam puts the Chiyav of the Nidon, puts a Chiyav of Mazik on the Edom Zomim. So maybe that's why they can be viewed as part of the Avos Nezikin. They can be viewed as a Mazik. Ah, but they didn't accomplish anything. The Chiyav is only if it's Kasha Zomim and not Kasha Ras. If they accomplish something, then we're not going to be Mechayav them. Yeah, it's true, but the Chiyav Kasha Zomim is to put the exact same Chiyav of the Nidon onto them. So if they wanted to be Mechayav him for Nezek, so then they get a Chiyav Mazik. So if they get a Chiyav Mazik, then they can have a Shame Mazik as well. So maybe that's why, even if Kasher Zom lo Kasher Asa applies to Mammon, we can't be Mechayav them in Kasher Asa. But the Chiyav Kasher Zom is to put a Chiyav Mazik on them. So even though factually, practically, they were not Mazik, Al Pidin they're called Mazikin. So that's why they can be included within the list. Questions? So now that we have the background to the sugya, we understand Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether the Chiyav Edom Zalmin is the Chiyav Mammon or Chiyav Knas. Now we have to understand what's the case. What does it mean? Rabbi Akiva says that they're not Mishalim al pi atzma. What situation is there? What situation is there that they're not Mishalim al pi atzma? So we have to move to the next Rashi. Gotta read the Gemara and Rashi. That's what the Shia is about. We're not saying much more than Gemara Rashi, right? Not that much more. Okay. Sabala ke Rabbi Akiva. The Amar b'Maseches Makos per Kama. Edom Zalmin mei Mishalim al pi atzma. So what's the case? Kegonim huzmu bebezdin ze. V'lo hispik baldin lahamidon bedin uletovan. V'holchu l'makom acher v'hodu shal bebezdin. V'amar huzamnu bebezdino shal ploni. Bebezdino shal ploni. Turin. What's the case? What's the case that Rashi creates over here? Right, they were huzmu bebezdin, meaning Edom come and say that the Shimon owes Reuven $100, and then they were huzmu. A second car comes and says, "Imanu ha'isem b'makom ploni, owes husman b'makom ploni." We don't know whether this loan took place, but you can't testify about it. That's hazam. Hakosh is where they say that the Nidon was with us, not that you Edom were with us. Hazam is where they say that the Edom were with us. So there are Mazimim. There's another cat that comes in as Maz in the first cat. But the Baldin wasn't able to be Mamid then Bedin Ulatovim. What does that mean? So apparently there are two stages to the Hazama process. That first the Edom become Edom Zomim. And then once they're Edom Zomim, so now the Nidon has to be Mechayev them to pay. Right, Bezdin's going to, you know, the second cut comes. The second cut testifies. They say what they say. Bezdin does the drisha v'chakira, the bedikas, and the drisha v'chakira to the second Edom, to the second cut, to find out if is it really true. Yes, they have to be bodek each one of the Edom to make sure that they line up properly. So once Bezdin say that they line up properly, so then they're going to throw out the case. They're going to now say that the mechayev, that the toveya can't be mechayev, then we've done anything. But apparently it doesn't automatically come that the Edom Zomim are going to be chayav to pay the Nidon. Somehow there's now a new Din Torah that has to begin. That the Nidon has to be mechayav the Edom to pay him. It's not that automatically Bezdin say, okay, now that you're Edom Zomim, so pay up. The Nidon has to be mechayav them. It's a new Din Torah. Put it on the docket and we'll talk about that. Right? So Bezdin is not necessarily going to take care of that today. Maybe it's the end of the day, right? Bezdin says, come back and we'll be Machayev, we'll write a psak din, that the Edom Zalman Machayev to pay the Nidon, and you can get the money. But in the interim, what happened? The Edom Zomim went to another Bezdin, and they said, Huzamnu bebezdino shaploni. We were Huzam in Bezdin number one. They go to Bezdin number two, and they say, we were Huzam in Bezdin number one. Zokter Bekiva, Emeshaman api atzman, Moda beknas potter, Moda beknas potter, Zachir Edom Zomim, Zachir of knas. They're potter. If they're Moda beknas in Bezdin number two, then they're going to be potter. What does that mean? Right, so Bezdin number one is not going to be able to be Mechayev then? It's really a pellet, right? Moda b'knas poti, you can't be Mechayev then based on their Hodah, but I don't need the Hodah. We know that the Edom Zomim, Mechayev in Bezdin number one, they became Edom Zomim. So why should they become Potter? Because they were Moda b'knas in Bezdin number two. What kind of a strange idea is that? So the truth is, we have to take a step back. What does Moda b'knas poti mean? There really are two different halachas in that din. One din of Moda b'knas poter is that based on a hoda'ah of the individual, you can't be mechayev in knas. If a person comes to Bezdin and says, I stole b'gneiv, I stole secretively from Shimon. So Bezdin might be mechayev this individual in keren. Why should they be mechayev in keren? Based on what principle? Why is he chayev the keren? He says he stole. He says he owes Shimon $100. So why is he chayev? What's the principle? Come on. Hodas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami, right? If someone admits to something, Hodas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. Right, we know one of the Shavuos Darais is a Shavuos Moda B'Miktas. What does Moda B'Miktas mean? Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says, no, it's only 50. So if he's Moda B'Miktas, he's Moda to 50, he's Daka Chayav to pay 50. Why? Because Reuven said so? Reuven doesn't have any Edim over here. If Reuven brings Edim, so there's nothing to talk about. We don't need a Hodas Baldin. If Edom come and say that Shimon owes Reuven $100, of course he's chayav to pay. But we're talking about a situation where there are no Edom. So Shimon admits that he's chayav 50. So what did he admit it? The pasuk says Asher Yomar Ki Huze. So from the words Ki Huze, we learn that if someone admits to something Ki Huze, this is what it is. It's not what you say. This is what it is. He's chayav to pay. Hodas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. A person is nemun about himself more than 100 Edom. Says the Gemara in Krisis. Hodas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. It's Gzeiras HaKosov that if a person is Moda, he's chayav to pay. And in the case of the Shvua, the Chiddush is that if he's Moda B'Miktas, then he's chayav a Shvua on the second half. He's chayav to pay the 50, but because the Tviya was greater than the 50, the Tviya was 100, and now he's Moda B'Miktas, Raglayim Ladavar, that maybe there's something real to what Reuven's Tovea. So comes the Torah and says that we're Mechayev the Moda to take a Shavua for the extra part, for the Kfira. Right? There's a Kodoa and there's a Kfira, a part that he admitted to and a part that he denied. So if he admits to something, then you force him to take the Shavua for the Kfira as well, because Yesh Dvarim Bagod, there's a Taina here, and you see that the Taina is not completely crazy, because if he's Moda to part of it, obviously there's something real over here. Then we force him to take a Shavua on the other part. Hodas Baden Kamei Eidim Dami. That's by Chiyav Mamon. He's Moda that he owes money to the other individual. Reuven says that he lent him money. Or Reuven says that Shimon damaged him. He was Mazik him, so he's Chiyav money. He's Chiyav Mamon. So if Shimon admits to the Chiyav Mamon, then Moda B'Mamon is Taka Chiyav. Hodas Baden Kamei Eidim Dami, he's going to be Chiyav to pay. But Moda B'Kanas is Pot. I don't know that Moda B'Kanas is Pot. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. Pasuk says, "Asher Yashion Elohim Yishalem, Elohim Lashon Chol." That if Bezdin is mechayev him to pay, right? Bezdin makes him into a rasha, so Bezdin is mechayev to pay. Then he has to pay. But Pradlam Ashia es Atzmo, it comes to exclude a person who makes himself into a rasha. Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. A person can't make himself into a rasha. We don't trust him about himself if he says that he did a Meis Aver for which he's chayev mam. We don't trust him if he says that he did something that's mechayev him a knas. Hodas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami doesn't apply in the realm of knasas. It only applies to chiyuv imam, and it doesn't apply in the realm of knasas. That's what Rashi in Yevamis on Daf Chav Hei says. Rashi in Yevamis at the end of the second parak. The Gemara says that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Why is it that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha? Says Rashi, Ve'ein Adam Meisim as atzmo rosha, ene duso edus etzel atzmo, le osos rosha. person can't testify himself that he's a Rasha. V'hod kaimel an hodas piv kamei eidim dami, says Rashi's kasha, right? How can you say that ain't the meis matzah Rasha hodas but kamei eidim dami? Can't he say that he's chayav mamon? Hanimili lemamona, aval leknasa ulaonish malkas v'liposel lo. Hodas but then kamei eidim dami only works for chayav mamon, but for knasos, or to be mechayev the person onish malkas, or to pasel him leedus, that he's not neva. Because all three of these relate to rishus, it relates to maisa avera. Knas relates to maisa avera. He did some kind of avera, to mechayev him knasos. Mammon is not necessarily a maisa avera. Doesn't have to be. He's just saying that he's chayev mammon. But if he says he's chayev a knas, that means he did a maisa avera. Hadas b'adin kamei eidim dami doesn't work for knasos. A person can't make himself into a rasha, so his eidus is not going to be accepted. That's one halacha of moda b'knas. The moda b'knas part of it is you can't be mechayev yourself a knas. But there's another din of moda b'knas. What is that? That once a person is moda b'knas, then he can't become chayev in the future, even if achakach bo eidim. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Bava Kama whether this is true. But Rav holds that moda b'knas, even if achakach bo eidim, is still potter. But that's a remarkable thing, right? Because if the Eidim come, then I don't need the hodah of the individual to be mechayev him. The Eidim themselves can be mechayev him. This is a tzveita halacha. It's a second halacha. The moda b'knas potter means not only that he's potter, but it's poter. It serves as a p'tur. It exempts him from future chiyuv. That's another chiddush. Moda b'knas, once you're moda, everything's over. You can't be mechayev later. Kempata you. What's the mocker for that? So that's the Gemara and Bava Kama that I find out. And that I find, hey. Itmar moda b'knas, v'achakach bo eidim, rav amar potter shmuel amachayim. So amar rav abar ahiloi, my time of the rav. What does rav say moda b'knas, v'achakach bo eidim potter? In himotze be'eidim, timotze b'dayonu. What does the pasuk say? Himotze simotze biyado habneva mishar al chamar tzechayim shnayim mishalom. So a gneva, regular gneva. So in himotze simotze, you find something in the gan of sand, so you have to pay two. You have to pay kefa. So why does it have to say himotze simotze? What's the double lashon? So Rav says, prat l'mashia es atzmo. In himotze be'edim timotze b'dayanim. If the edim come and say that he did a gmeisa gneva, then there's a chiyuv of keifa. But if he's Mashiach Satsmo, if the Eidim didn't come and said that he's chayv the keifa, but rather he said about himself that he's chayv the keifa, then he's potter. He's potter. Even if the Eidim come later, he's still going to be potter. That's Rav. Lomali, why do you need this? Geres Akosov Me Asher Yashio Nafka Elishmamino Moda Beknas VeAchakach Bo Eidim Potter. Why do you need in Himatzah Beidim Timatzah B'Dayon and Prat Mashiach Satzma? Asher Yarshion sounds like Beznes to be Mashiach. That's Prat Mashiach Satzma. No, so the second pasuk is to tell me that even if Achakach Bo'edim is still going to be potter. Shmuel Amar Lo Chahumi Boylei LeGanav Atzma. Shmuel says no. Himatzah Simatzah is necessary for the Ganav himself, as Rashi explains. It's a klal of Prat to teach me something about the Chiyuv Kefil for the Ganav himself. Doesn't teach me that if he's moda b'knas and then Eidim come, he's still going to be potter. Shmuel says it's not true. If he's moda b'knas stam, so then he's potter. But if achakach bo Eidim, then the Eidim can be mechayev him knas. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. What's the din if Eidim come after he's moda b'knas? According to Rav, moda b'knas potter not only is a p'tur in the sense that you can't be mechayev the person based on hodah, but it's potter. It's an exemption forever. Even if achakach bo Eidim, it's still going to exempt him. So at first glance, that's what Rashi and Afhei is saying. That if the Eidim become Eidim Zaman, the Eidim become Eidim Zaman, and the Baal Din didn't have time to be Mamid the Eidim Bidin, to be Toveya them, right? Because there are two stages. First, the Eidim want to be Mechayiv the Mammon, but now that they become Zaman, now that there's a second cut that's Mazim the Eidim, so they're going to be Chayiv to pay the Nida, but we have to be Mamid and Bidin, we have to be Mechayiv them. So there wasn't time to be mechayev the Edom Zomim. The Nido didn't have time to be tovei them. They went to the second Bezdin, and they admitted that they were Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin. So what? But why can't we just go back to the first Bezdin and be mechayev them? So Bepshuto, at first glance, Rashi seems to be saying that if they run to the second Bezdin, and they're moda beknas there, they're moda that they're Edom Zomim, that's a ptur. That's an exemption. It's a racket, but that's the pshuta what Rashi seems to be saying. That the Edom can exempt themselves because they can be moda in a second Bezdin. If the first Bezdin was taka mechayev of the Edom Zomim, there was a din Torah that the Edom Zomim mechayev to pay the Nidon, so then they can't be moda afterwards. It's ridiculous. They have to pay. But if they were moda beknas before the psak din that they're Edom Zomim, they somehow got it in there, right? If the Bezdin had a yeshivas Bezdin for the Zchiyah, then they wouldn't have been able to get in there. But somehow there was no yeshivas Bezdin in the first Bezdin yet. So they were able to run to the second Bezdin to be moda beknas. So that's going to pata them la'olam vayim. That's the chor, what the Rashi is saying. Of course, the question is, how does that work? How does that work? Once the first Bezdin is on the case, once they become Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin, what? So because there was no Gemar Din that they're chayav to pay, so they can run to the second Bezdin and pat themselves. It's a very strange idea. Is that really what the Rashi is saying? Or maybe there's something deeper to the Rashi. So take a look at the Ktzos HaChoshen. He talks about this Rashi. Look at the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosus Rid. There's a whole discussion about this Rashi. First of all, what is Rashi saying? And then the question is Rashi really correct? Take a look at the Rishonim, look at the Achronim, and hopefully we'll try to compare those two.